I'm Alan Martinson. I'm the chief operating officer of the company, and I'm on running the business side of the company. So we'd like to thank the people of DC. We have been rolling those little robots here on DC sidewalks for a few days. Last weekend, we met hundreds of people on sidewalks, children, seniors, regular people. So, and all of them have been extremely welcoming and supportive. So it has been really good to see the same reaction that we have seen everywhere in the world. So people really love this little body. So a few words why it is good for you and why it's good for citizens, why it's good for people. So Mary already covered the environmental angle. So it's obviously a zero emission vehicle, and it emits, it doesn't emit any CO2, and if there's any CO2 emitted, it's somewhere on a power station, it's around 50 times less than a regular car doing a shopping. So, but what is most important from consumer's point of view is actually we are freeing up people's time. Let me give you a few facts. And a regular American family spends around 1 hour in a day doing shopping and driving to shopping, driving back in traffic jams and so on. Approximately one third of the cars on the street you can see in the afternoon, so they are returning from shopping or going for shopping. So instead of that, instead of moving 2-ton cars to bring 2 pounds of groceries or 2 pounds of anything to your home, so we have actually a philosophy of putting wheels to a shopping bag and let it roll to you. So this is an intelligent robot. It, as Mary already explained, it knows how to behave among pedestrians. It's meant for sidewalks. It's not meant for the roads. So it is driving at pedestrian speeds, maximum 4 miles per hour. It can carry around 20-25 pounds of cargo, let's say an equivalent of 2 to 3 shopping bags. And it can arrive in, let's say, 1 or 2 mile radius to consumers with the packages, with deliveries, with groceries in approximately 15 to 30 minutes. So we are freeing up people's time, and we are also giving this unprecedented convenience away at really low price, because the device is built with having price in mind. So we expect that the cost of delivery of the last mile on-demand delivery will be dropping to between $1 to $3 and ultimately below $1. So this is something which is not available today for anybody or any consumers. It's also one of the safest devices you can imagine. So driving at 4 miles per hour, having only 20 pounds, so and having all the collision detectors and intelligence algorithms, so it is the safest device which can actually transport anything to consumers. If you compare it to the cars or compare it to drones, so this is inherently a safe device. And we will be coming to DC, we'll be coming to the States with this vehicle for commercial trials later this year. We start from trials and testing, and we move gradually over to commercial trials. So it will be happening in the second half of the year. So we already have a number of really interesting big customers who are really interested in that. And we believe that's the future. So welcome to the future and ride along with us. Thank you.